Yeah.
Thanks for listening to the AZ Wildcats podcast. I'm Mike Luke, fortunate enough to be joined by very special guest, the mother of one of the most popular players on the team, Stacy Norton, mother of Big Bill Norton. Hello, Stacy. How are you?
Good. How are y'all?
Not too bad. First of all, coming to us live from Memphis. This is correct?
Yes. Yes, I am.
All right. First, before we get into some football, Big Bill Norton is one of the largest people I have ever seen in my life. Is he always been significant, like twice the size of every other kid?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I've always had to carry a birth certificate with me to every sporting event he's ever been involved in. Mad parents on the other side of the field about who was that kid. So, yeah, he's always been extra large.
All right. Now, before he plans on coming back to play for Arizona football next year, correct?
Absolutely.
Excellent. 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 You have no idea how many times people ask me that on a daily basis. And I know Jason Shear gets that as well.
Well, yeah, he's, as far as I know, we are locked in.
Right. All right. Now, so he goes to Georgia initially, and what have they done on the football field? And, yeah. So it's funny. So when he came to Arizona, I would get all these people that would be like, well, you know, we don't really know what to expect, blah, 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 blah. And I said, listen, Georgia's a different animal. This kid is obviously good. The second, though, that he took a snap and he just looked bigger than everybody else out there, this city was sold and this legend of Big Bill Norton took off there, Stacy.
Well, yeah, we have loved every second of being at Arizona. You know, he obviously has played elsewhere and, you know, been on a big stage at times. But the experience at Arizona has been, I think I will just say this. After the first game he had at Arizona, he came out, and when I saw him after the game, he was like, I haven't had this much fun since high school. And that says to me a lot about how much, you know, he has gotten from Arizona and, you know, the comparison, of course, being at Georgia for 4 years and not having that much fun
right
on the field. You know, just on and off the field, actually. It's been a great move. We've loved every minute of it.
All right. Now, I had a couple people ask me this, and I had this in my notes, but the people that listen to the show are much smarter than me, so I rely on them. How much did you have to feed Big Bill Norton coming up?
You know what? I've kind of blocked it out, I guess. I know my grocery bill is a lot lower now that he's not here. When he comes back for visits, it is a shock to the system. Right. But yeah, he ate a lot.
All right. All right. Now, what do you think of the what do you think of the mustache and the facial hair? Are you a fan? No.
You know,
you don't like it. I knew mothers wouldn't like it.
I like his face smooth, but you know what? I have learned to pick my battles about things, and that's not one of them. However he wants to do his hair, and he's had his hair in lots of different ways also. Whatever he does, that, you know, if he's fine with it, I'm fine with it.
All right. Now, let's talk a little bit about the recruiting aspect, because he could have gone pretty much anywhere he wanted coming out of high school. Let's go back that way and then we'll get to Arizona. So how did the recruiting process work for you guys? Because like I said, I mean, he was rated as one of the handful of best defensive linemen in the country and obviously went to Georgia. So he could have gone anywhere. How did that play out for you guys?
Well, you know, we started early for him. I think he got his first offer when he was a sophomore. To South Carolina was the first one. And then it just, you know, once that's the first one happens, it hits like, you know, everybody dominoes in after that. Growing up, he was a huge Alabama fan.
Right.
I mean, huge. His dad went to Alabama. He was Alabama fan. My dad played for LSU, played professional football. I was always an LSU fan. Yeah.
Really? I did not know that. I did not find that in the bio. I got to get on some people about that. Interesting. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, no. You know, he got offers from both of those schools in addition to a bunch of other ones. So, you know, it was exciting. You know, we got to see a lot of parts of the country. You know, there were not all SEC schools, so Ohio State and some others out of the SEC. But, you know, growing up, SEC was all we knew.
Right, so, right.
All he knew. So he, you know, really was leaning that way from the very start. And, you know, Alabama, when he got, you know, the offer, set in a room with Nick Saban, I thought, this is it. He's going to do this right now. He's going to commit. But he had already been to Georgia. He fell in love with his position coach at Georgia.
Right.
And I think, you know, that was kind of after once that happened, he was done. He really knew, had his mind made up. That was where he was going to go. And nothing his dad or my dad said to him changed anything.
And at the end of the day, he's an adult by that point for sure.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. So he comes to Arizona. And again, we're not used to getting players from Georgia, players like that here. It's a new era of talent around here. So what about Arizona sold BBN and the mother as well?
You know, I would say he was sold on a lot of things. I had been to Tucson before. I loved the area. He had not. So, you know, of course, all that was new and exciting. I think he bought into the vision of a team on the rebuild. And I think that really spoke to him, that he felt like he had, you know, an opportunity to, you know, help a team to really be a, you know, a major contributor. Of course, you know, you're never promised to start. You're never promised anything. But he saw where they really, and honestly, they wowed us with a visit. The whole experience was next level. You know, as good as any of the SEC schools we visited. So, you know, all the facilities, everything was impressive. He, you know, the coaches caught his attention. But I think in the end, it was really the potential at Arizona that got him. You know, when he came into Georgia, Georgia was on the upswing. It was already, you know, wasn't national championship yet, but it was knocking on that door. So he kind of, he knew what it was like to join a known entity and be a, you know, kind of a, just a cog in that big old wheel. Right. And I think, you know, he's seen that, done that. I think he really liked the idea of coming in and being able to build something and be part of something.
Okay, talk about a little bit about the social aspect then, because he's wildly popular around campus, though. Has he always been a guy that, you know, people just kind of gravitate towards? Because players, fans, I'm on campus all the time just nerding out, but people aren't following me around. They're following Big Bill Norton around. Has he always been somebody that's kind of people have gravitated towards?
Yes, he, I mean, he came out that way. he's always been Mr. Fun, Mr. Personality. He's a good friend. Everybody wants to hang out with him. And that's been since he was in kindergarten, I think.
Right.
But yeah, he is a very, very social person. He is an extrovert. He enjoys being around people. I think people kind of pick up on that around him, and everybody wants to be friends with everybody,
right.
You know? So yeah, he's always been like that.
Jason.
When did the DJing start? Because that was people went when he first came to Arizona, people found out he was a DJ and everyone went nuts.
Listen, he has always been a rap music lover. He probably picked a little bit of that up from me. I'm kind of into music and all kinds of music, really. But, you know, of course, being in Memphis, he's always been that. So probably middle school time, he started. Before I even knew what all that stuff was, he was asking for one of those little board things where you mix the, I don't even know what it was.
Soundboard.
It was every birthday, every Christmas, he wanted some sort of equipment. And then he started he's just been very musical his whole life, and he started making beats. I think he figured out that he wasn't a singer or a rapper. That's not his strength.
Right.
But he has friends that are. And so he really enjoys making the music, you know, the beat is what the music thing is. But yeah, that has just been something he has. It's been a, I would say a hobby, but not even more than a hobby. It's been a passion of his since probably middle school. So
what else is what else does Big Bill Norton like doing off the field? He strikes me as a man of many talents.
Oh Lord. He is, of course he's a video game fanatic, loves video games. He used to be into paintball. Yeah, he likes, he's very active. You know, when he comes home, it's, you know, they're going to play basketball somewhere or they're, there's always something going on. He doesn't just sit around, of course, other than video gaming, he's right. sitting around, but even then he's with a bunch of people doing it. So
All right. We got to talk about the basketball aspect. 4-year player in high school. Was he a guy that was light on his feet, but was heavy in the paint?
Yeah. I mean, he probably had a pretty good future in basketball if he wanted to go that way. As a matter of fact, the high school basketball coach was kind of in a war with the football coach over, you know, time and that kind of right. thing, and was trying to really, you know, I think he's always loved basketball. He's, you know, he's always been a little more agile than he looks. And, you know, of course the size is one thing, but he's pretty fast when once he gets going, it's hard to stop him.
Right.
It's the getting going part. Right. But yeah, he's always loved basketball.
All right, let's talk back on the football field. He plays kind of a thankless position. Most people don't want to play defensive tackle because your job is essentially to be bigger than everybody else and take up a lot of blockers, but he seems to really enjoy it. Where did this craziness aspect come from?
Well, you know, he, in high school, they tried to move him on offensive line every so often. I think they, in middle school, they were always trying to move him around. He was a tight end for a while in middle school. But I think he likes, and I've said to him, because it took me a while to figure out, okay, offensive line, defensive line, they look like they're doing the same thing. And he was like, Mom, no, it's not. You know, he likes the trench mob thing of the defense.
Right.
He says, you know, I don't want to, he didn't like what the offensive line guys do. He wants to do whatever it is the defensive guys are doing. So I don't think he's ever thought of it as a thankless thing. I think he realized he wasn't going to be making touchdowns. And so he liked that defensive trench kind of atmosphere, I think.
So he's got one more year at the U of A. I always tell people this, and we need your help on this as well, obviously being that you're his mother. Enjoy the college life. You only get this once. I mean, the one thing that parents always tell me is they're like, you know, I wish it went by so fast. I was just doing all this. Big Bill Norton is enjoying the college life, and we need a big season out of him as well, Stacey. Can we make both of those happen?
Oh, I think he's planning on making both of those happen. So, yeah, he's you know, it was never a question, I don't think, to him of not using every year he had eligibility for. He loves college. He's, you know, he loves the social part of it. And he loves the opportunity to play. So, you know, again, that's part of what he's loved at Arizona is getting to play. I mean, he wants to play. He don't want to be on the sidelines. He don't want to, you know. I mean, he understands the rotation and all that kind of stuff, and he'll need a break every now and then. But he wants to play, plain and simple.
So has he had any talks with the position coaches or anything like that yet?
Has he?
Yeah.
I'm sure he has. I don't know. He hasn't really told me what they've talked about. But, you know, I mean, he's learning, you know, learning all the new coaches and you know, he seems to be in a positive mindset. You know, he's bought into, you know, we're keeping the gang together and he wants to see what they can do.
All right. Well, now, one thing, I want to help you guys make some money here. And we were texting about this. You've got to trademark some stuff down here because, again, people would buy Big Bill Norton merchandise. I guarantee it. BBN, Big Bill Norton, I guarantee you that they would buy. Sheer, you agree with this?
Absolutely. I would buy something.
Yeah, I would too. We got to get on this though, because the trademark's a little bit of a process though, but we need to get Big Bill Norton shirts out here, Stacey.
I'm all for it. I love it.
Right. Absolutely. All right. I can't thank you enough for hopping on this. This was absolutely fantastic. And again, like I said, your son is a hero to many. Like I said, I never see him walking around campus by himself. A lot of athletes I see walking around campus by themselves. Big Bill Norton always has a posse around him.
That he does. That he does. He enjoys the crowd for sure.
Stacy Norton, I can't thank you enough for hopping on here. And like I said, this U of A is really, really loves your kid. And if you make it down here, let me know. Let me know.
Oh, I'll be there. I love it. I'm feeling like I need to get down there soon. I miss it.
Dave, does he have a favorite place to eat down here?
He might. When I'm there, I make him take me to the Guadalajara. That's kind of been my favorite place. And I think he goes there a lot. I don't know where. I mean, he's into Jimmy John's and things like that. So he's pretty simple and basic. He's not going to gourmet places.
Yeah. All right. Stacy Norton coming live to us from Memphis. Stacy, thanks again. And I'll be tweeting at you. Don't worry. I got you.
Sounds good. Thank you. All right.
Say hi to Big Bill Norton's grandmother for me as well.
Well, I will. I will.
Awesome.
Thanks. She loves you.
Appreciate it. That's Stacy Norton. Thanks again. Really appreciate you, Stacy.
All right. Thank y'all.
Thanks again.
Thank you.
Dude, Shear, this is awesome. These parents are awesome. They're all awesome, Shear.
Yeah, they are. I mean, and we've said it before, and we can hate Jed all we want and all that, but he definitely recruited some high character guys. Yeah. There's no doubt about it.
And we got to talk about Big Bill Norton, what he means on the field, because again, I think we get lost on what Big Bill Norton means off the field. But first, Circle K. I should have asked her if she's been to a Circle K in Memphis. Do you think, are there Circle K's in Memphis?
I'm on it, Mike. I'm on it. Hold on.
All right. Well, I read this. You look this up. All right. Circle K. Hold on. Where is this read? Okay. Join the inner circle for free by downloading the Circle K app today. Terms and conditions apply at participating locations. Visit CircleK.com for details. All right, Shear, have you found out, are there Circle K's in Memphis?
Multiple Circle K's. We're good.
All right, we like that. We like hearing about multiple Circle K's in Memphis. So if you're down there and you're in BBN's neck of the woods, check it out, Circle K and Illegal Pete's. Are there Illegal Pete's in Memphis? I don't think there are.
I would doubt it.
Erica, we're tasking you with this. See if there's an Illegal Pete's in Memphis. That's probably a futile. All right. Now, ring in the new year with Illegal Pete's. Weekly deals. Kick the Monday blues with $3 margaritas all day long. Or ease your way back into the week with $2 tacos every Tuesday. Do you work in healthcare or education? Take your team to Illegal Pete's every Tuesday and enjoy buy one, get one free entrees. And don't forget to unwind after a long day at their happy hour, 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. Illegal Pete's, your go-to spot for burritos, buddies, and beer. All right, Big Bill Norton, again, I think that we can call that as a commitment that Big Bill Norton is coming back. So all of you people that keep bothering me about this, Big Bill Norton is back in the fold, Shear. And joking aside, this is a massive, massive thing because Big Bill Norton is kind of an irreplaceable player on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, this is it's a big deal on the interior. You know, it's you don't – guys like Bill Norton don't grow on trees. Like, it's very hard to find
– They bring the tree down.
Right, an effective defensive lineman. So being able to bring him back and kind of solidify the inside of that defensive line is a big deal.
And, you know, honestly, like all the putzes that would bother us and say, well, we didn't play at Georgia. You people. Georgia's a different animal entirely. These are guys that you have first-round picks across the line. I believe Big Bill Norton's going to play in the NFL, but you know what? If you're a third or a fourth-round or a fifth-round pick, you can get lost in the shuffle there. We gladly take the Georgia second string over here, Jason Shear.
There's just differences to it. Like Taylor Upshaw barely played at Michigan, comes to Arizona, and is one of the top guys in the conference in sacks. Bill Norton didn't play at Georgia. It's like, yeah. Their backups are 4 and 5 stars. Like, I mean, it's Bill Norton was a top 100 guy from 24/7. How many top 100 guys on Arizona's roster are there right now?
I know. That's what I'm saying. Daniel Tate. I would love to get Gunnar Maldonado. Have you reached out to Gunnar Maldonado to come on the face or on the show for a face to face? Football SID is very difficult to get some players on with, but if I could get if anybody can give me contact for Gunnar Maldonado's parents, I would love to sit there and basically apologize at their feet for the entire time for the My Bad Gunnar Maldonado movement. I'll apologize for Shear as well. Now, Shear isn't part of the My Bad Pella movement because Shear always liked Pella. I thought Pella wasn't very good. I was wrong. But Shear is also part of, Shear is part of the My Bad Gunner movement, correct?
Yes, absolutely. My Bad Gunner, I salute you.
Yes. All right. That was, I just saw your text buzz off. Okay. Now on the field though, this is going to be a big week coming up here because again, everybody's asking, you know, is Arizona going to get Trey Smith? Yeah, obviously feel pretty good about that. It's not over until it's over. You know, all of that. It's fluid, as we say, Jason Shear.
I have a feeling that at this point, they're kind of waiting till signing day to kind of make that a little bit bigger. I can't confirm this, but I've heard that
on campus and in classes, it becomes official.
Right. But I don't know if he's, I had gotten word that they were going to take class like yesterday.
Yeah.
So Smith and Conley, if they're not in, something went wrong. Let's just say that. They have four visitors this weekend. There's a good chance they all commit. Arizona is going to be fine. They're going to have multiple open scholarships for the spring, which is in their position. You probably want that anyway, because that spring portal is going to be insane.
But you know what's really nice about it, though, is you have a very nice little, I almost said a skeleton, but you have a very nice little background already. The offense, I think, is, adding a running back or two along with Pham is going to obviously good. The receivers, I'm totally cool with. I don't want to add any receivers. I like the receivers we have. I think they're good to go. The tight ends, the offensive line. Also, we need to talk about offensive line depth for a second. Get some of the people on your board saying, oh, we don't have any offensive line. That's crap. Just because they haven't played doesn't mean. Between Tylan Gonzalez, Elijah Payne, Rhino, these are players that have some real potential here, Skier.
So here's the debate going on the board right now. I could say, so there's
where
an
offensive lineman. Where can they find this, by the way?
WildcatAuthority.com. There's an offensive lineman that is visiting this weekend, right? He's from San Jose State. His name is Ryan Stewart. He was the spring starter twice and then got hurt. So he's only played in three games in 3 years. But they think he's awesome. He would have 30 starts by now. So people are a little upset that they're bringing him in. He's a guard. Are you one of these people that are upset that they're bringing him in?
No, I'm not upset they're bringing him in.
They should. They should get – if you can get a guard who's an older guy who they like, bring him in, right?
Right. Also, one thing people got to remember, though, is – and he keeps getting lost in the shuffle to a certain extent. Leif Magnusson – Leif, not Leif – Leif is in there. Leif is, I don't know, Leif's probably not going to start, but Leif is, if there's a better backup offensive lineman in the Big 12 next year than Big Leif Magnusson, I don't know who that is.
Yeah, and the thing I like about him also is he has the ability to move around. Like, there's still going to be cross-training. Brandon Carroll did a nice job of that, but you bring in, like, this guy, for instance, and I think people are looking at him like, oh, he's going to scare so-and-so away. It's like, A, if you get scared, you probably don't want a guy. And B, there's multiple offensive linemen on the roster who didn't play. And right. I'm not going to say they're good enough or not. But
there's potential there.
Right. There's potential. And, like, we don't know. Like, I like Rhino and Tylan Gonzalez, but we don't know. Like, we really don't know how good they are. And it's, you know, because you don't see offensive linemen, like, in the spring like you do a backup wide receiver. Like, we know that Malachi Riley is really good. We don't know if a third string freshman scout team tackle is good yet.
We agree. We also know that Kevin Green is good, Jason Shear. We know this.
I don't get the vibe at all that this new coaching staff feels it needs another wide receiver.
Thank you.
I really don't. That has not come up in the guys that they are bringing in. If there's any offensive position that they want to solidify, it's running back, and rightfully so. They lost three running backs, but wide receiver, I haven't heard of any trend that could change in the spring. But right now, I haven't heard of any wide receiver that's been in contact with this new staff.
Yes, I agree with this. Daniel Tate. Takario Davis is crucial. He could lead the nation's in interceptions if he could catch the ball. I only need him to catch the ball 30% of the time it's thrown to him. But so far, so good on Takario Davis, Skier.
Yeah, so far, so good. The portal closes. Dude, we still have 11 days.
I know, Dave. We need this 11 days to hurry up.
And now imagine being a Boston College fan. Your stuff's open till March now.
Yeah.
And if Chip leaves, all bets are off. That's also why, in my opinion, if you're Arizona, you want to keep things open. Because if Chip leaves, it's game on.
And Chip Kelly, like, why would anybody go to play for Chip Kelly? He doesn't want to be there, and it's not even Chip Kelly. People forget, oh, A.J. Jones, yes, the obvious one in the room. I apologize about this, Tony Jones, the great Tony Jones. I apologize. There's no bigger fan of A.J. Jones than me. Sheer, you can definitely vouch for this.
Yeah, and that goes back to, like, they have a lot of talent. I understood why the previous staff wanted to add a wide receiver, but me and you were like, okay, like, they have AJ, they have Malachi, they have Kevin Green. Like,
right.
Just give these guys a chance.
Right. They give the guys a chance. And again, I don't want to – is there going to be – I always feel bad when I say this because this
general – there's got to be a rotation. I know who you're going to attack right now. You attack them all the time. There's going to be a rotation.
There's got to be a rotation. Again,
I can't see how there isn't.
There's – and this is with all due respect, but – Montana can come off the field from time to time. It's okay. Like, T-Mac, nothing personal to anybody out there. T-Mac should never come off the field if T-Mac doesn't want to come off the field. Everybody else, let's rotate them. Let's sprinkle it in. Variety is the spice of life. But again, A.J. Jones, Tony Jones, the great Tony Jones, very good call right there. And we still believe that Tony Jones is lying about A.J. Jones's height, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, he's 6'9".
Yeah, we don't believe that he's only six. And did you hear what Tony Jones said? He tried to say he might be even 6'3". Why?
None.
Generally, people like Shear and myself, we make heights up in the up direction. You don't ever, if you're 6'8", you never tell people that you're 6'3". Come on, Tony Jones. That's what we ask for. Now, on the offensive line, let's talk a little bit more about the off. Nah, he's 7 foot. All right, now let's talk a little bit on the offensive line, though. I mean, I think the starters, like I said, are pretty much set. But like I said, I like the depth behind it. I wanted to just keep talking about this because your board keeps talking about how there's no depth, and I don't understand that.
I think my board is saying there's too much depth.
I saw. Oh no, but you had the one guy that just kept saying that there was that there wasn't enough that these guys were all unproven. Although he was basically wrong on the whole roster. So you're right. Actually, that's a good point.
Yeah.
All right, can anybody confirm how tall Jacob Cowing is? 5'8"?
He measured in. I think he was only like 5'8".
Yeah.
Trying to find it. He measured in, I know that.
Yeah, all right, we're going to find this out. This.
I got it right here, I'm going to find it.
Hold on, we're going to find this out.
So Arizona listed him at 5'11".
Yeah.
He measured in at 5'8".
Yeah. I told everybody that.
Wingspan is only 69 inches. That's bad.
Yeah, but here's the thing. At 5'8", see, that's why when people kept telling me, oh, and we got to talk to John Brogan 1290 about this. Noah Fifita and Jacob Cowing are the exact same size.
Yeah.
Because they're always arguing who's taller. And if you're ever arguing who's taller, you're the same size. So Noah Fifita, 5'8 as well, not 5'10 like John Brogan kept trying to tell us.
No, he's 5'8".
All right. Anybody that tells you don't have any depth, I don't know what they're talking about. All right. Now, let's move over to the defensive side, though. Listen, you got to get another corner for sure. I get it. But I love the safeties. My bad, Gunner. Obviously, you get Takario back. That's an NFL-type player. Trayden Stukes is obviously money in the slot. Got to get another corner or two. Actually, maybe a couple corners in there. That is a position we're a little bit thin on, Jason Shear, especially going to a pass-happy conference.
Yeah, they have to get another corner. They have a JUCO corner visiting this weekend. Doesn't have an offer yet. I'm assuming if they talk to him and see what they like, they'll get an offer. If he gets an offer, he's going to commit. But that is absolutely a position where – they might be able to make it through the spring, short on corners, some walk-ons off the plan, all that. But I would expect it to be a heavy priority for this team when the next portal opens up.
All right. Have you put any wagers on the BetMGM Sportsbook app lately?
I have not.
Right. Okay. Here's the deal. Jacob Franklin has a, you know what we should do? We should bet against ASU and bet for Arizona because ASU stinks. All right. But anyway, check out the BetMGM Sportsbook app. Use bonus code PHNX. Place your first BetMGM Sportsbook wager through BetMGM Sportsbook mobile app for at least $5. You'll receive $158 instantly in additional winnings, regardless of your wager's outcome. Check out the show notes for details. Now let's hear Damon with the disclaimer.
Promo call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 New York. Call 1-800-327-5050 Massachusetts. 21 plus to wager. Please gamble responsibly. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP Arizona. 1-800-BETS-OFF-IOWA. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 Puerto Rico. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Visit BetMGM.com for terms. This promotional offer is not available in New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico.
Man, that sounds weird. But all right, Five of a Kind Media says, are we good at the tight end position? Yes, I love it. I'm totally cool. Kean Burnett, Dorian Thomas, and Tyler Powell, a name to remember. Shear, one of those guys is going to be good.
Yeah, they're good. I haven't heard anything about a tight end. Again, that could change, but I can't see one of those guys not reaching their potential. Like, there's three good tight ends. Dorian Thomas was a guy that the coaching staff really, really liked, so I'm curious to see what Matt Atkins thinks of his group.
All right, now let's talk about the running back. Obviously, if you can get Kwali Conley, he's a guy that rushed for almost 1,000 yards at about 7 yards a pop, you take him, and you probably bring in another one. But we cannot forget about Pham, because none of those guys have the explosiveness that Pham has.
Yeah, so it's really just them replacing the guys they lost. They lost Wiley, they lost Williams, they lost Coleman. Right. So they're going to go out and they're going to add two running backs. Jordan Washington was the high school, so that's one. They're going to try to add Conley, that's two. And then on a visit this weekend is Shakori Kroski Merritt, the New Mexico running back who was really, really good.
How big is he?
He's not that big. He's 5'10". I mean, he's bigger than the guys. He's 5'11", 204. So he's like Jonah.
He's like Jonah. Taller. Okay. But, well, TLN says, well, Jordan, well, I don't see Jordan Wash. I think this is a redshirt year for Jordan Washington, honestly, because he's just not big. He's just, people think Pham isn't big. Jordan Washington is small, man.
It depends. Like, it's going to be an open, a clean slate. Like, for instance, I know, like, Zoe knows, Alonzo Carter knows Brandon Johnson and liked him coming out of high school. Like, that's a guy that maybe we're not talking about enough. True. You saw the picture of him the other day when he was doing workouts. He looks huge.
He looks huge. Correct. Brandon Johnson is a guy we've neglected on this show. I do apologize about that. Go ahead.
So, like, I don't know. It's going to be a clean slate. I think you need a speedy Luke type of guy. I think you need a power guy. Like, there's ways to work it out. Alonzo Carter's probably never had a running back room like this. But if you look at his running backs last year, he had two borderline 1,000-yard running backs.
Do you think that when they're going to Central Florida and people don't know how to get there, how many people do you think are going to use Game Time to get there?
All of them.
I would assume it's going to be 100%, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, here's the deal with Game Time, though. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code PHNX for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code PHNX for $20 off. Download the Game Time app. Last minute tickets, lowest prices guaranteed. All right. Now, I know we're a football school, but we're going to move over to some Arizona basketball as well. Shear, I've been saying it from day one. I've been saying it for a long time. And again, there will be no my bad Kylan Boswell movement. I keep getting people that ask this. There will be none because I think he's actually good. The my bad is only reserved for players that I think stick. Arizona needs Kylan Boswell to get to where it wants to be in March. He's playing better basketball. Again, not where he needs to be, but these last two games have been good for Kylan Boswell, Jason Shear.
He's just more aggressive. Like Tommy Lloyd said it too. It's like sometimes you don't even need the shot to go in, but he had games where two shots, no rebounds, no assists, and a turnover in 30 minutes. It's like, no, like if you're going to not score, don't score by shooting seven shots, right? Like be aggressive. And even though last night he had 7 points, he had 5 assists, 4 rebounds, and he was aggressive. Like he was getting to the basket. He was making his own shot, creating space. That's what Arizona needs from him. He has to be a guy that the other team cares about.
Yeah, and there's no reason that he can't be. We've seen him do it. We've seen him be able to get into the paint, shoot threes. And again, like we keep saying, I don't need him to be an All-American, but there's no reason that he can't be an all-conference type guy, a 13-5-3 type player. That's what we need out of him.
Yeah, there's really no reason. And I've said this before, and you said this before. Arizona's ability to make a run in March depends largely on Kylan Boswell. He can even have a bad game as long as he's doing other stuff. He cannot have a game where he's just a complete non-factor across the board. They can't win that way.
We can't have Kerr Kreese in the NCAA tournament again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's where it is. All right, Shear. Shear, you had the Pinocchio nose out on Twitter yesterday. We do not like this.
That's not true. I said Caleb,
you were initially
Love,
very much against it. You were definitely
skeptical. I didn't agree. I wasn't a big fan. I wasn't like completely like, this is a horrible decision.
You said
you
were not mad at Caleb Love.
At the time, probably not. And then I talked to Tommy and I came to you like a week later and I said, you know what? I get it.
All right. Shira, you're not wrong much, but this was a very bad move on your part.
If you're going to pick a bad move, because I think I was in the majority with Caleb Love, if you want to make fun of me, you should be focusing more on KJ Lewis, because I absolutely did not expect what we're seeing from, like, I thought he might be decent as a freshman in the sense where he could probably play 10 minutes a game, you know, like that. Right. The games like yesterday, I didn't see that. I mean, that was 14 points in 13 minutes. And yeah, that was wild.
Do you know anybody that said that KJ Lewis should have been a 5-star?
No.
Yeah, I don't know either. Maybe somebody here, but I don't know. Maybe. All right. One thing though that I got to give this. One thing I got to give him though, Conrad Martinez. Now again. Oh, by the way, the Pac-12 Network. We made fun of it again on the post-game show. They were instead of playing Arizona basketball with Matt Muehlbach, they decided we have something better than Matt Muehlbach, and they were replaying a Elton John AIDS for Africa concert instead. They weren't even playing stuff like that, Shear. AIDS for Africa. How is that even on the, like, the backup agenda?
I got nothing. Shelby was mad because they went to an ASU game.
Like, at least it's basketball. I mean, yeah. Kind of.
No, I don't know what was going on. I was pissed because the network went out, and Tommy went with a Conrad, Philly B, Pauly lineup. One of the greatest lineups we've ever seen in McHale history.
I got to say, Conrad doesn't look terrible.
Thank you.
All right. You know, I've been beating you up for a while now. I decided to give you a little bit there. Yeah, good riddance, Pac-12 Network. What a load of crap that was. Also, let's make fun of ASU for a minute. Jacob Franklin, hop in here, Jacob Franklin. Come on. I'm bringing Jacob Franklin in. He's got his mic muted. All right, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he's talking with somebody important. I won't bring him in. ASU, the Bobby Hurley thing's got to be over at this point. It's just not working. I get that you have no resources. I get all of that. But I'll tell you this, and I know you hate this person with every fiber in your being. If you're ASU and you can get Eric Musselman, you do that every single day of the week, correct?
Oh, yeah, 100%. If Bobby leaves, and Bobby should stay forever, but if Bobby leaves and you can get Mus, you do that in a heartbeat.
And if you were the athletic director there, you would do this as well, correct?
Yes, 100%.
Because here's the thing. Who cares, dude? His act will wear thin in a while. He'll take his pants off after a game or something. But people will show up. ASU basketball becomes interesting if Eric Musselman is the head coach. This is correct.
Your boy's taking a major hit this year, though.
Yeah, it's been a bad year for sure. But he does have he's got a lot of credits built up, Jason Shear.
I guess. But here's the only thing I would worry about with Mus at ASU. Can he get the NIL support he has at Arkansas, where he's literally just buying dudes out of the portal? Because he doesn't recruit high school anymore. Rarely.
Right. Do you think that? Well, I also think, why can't he just lie to kids, though, and say they're going to get money that they won't? I can see him doing that.
Yeah, and then just clean up the roster every year.
Seriously. Hey, dude, you're going to get $500K. Come here, and we'll get it to you right after the season.
Yeah, I could see that, actually.
I don't actually, you know, it's funny. A lot of times people say, Mike, you're kidding. I'm not kidding about that. I believe that that's actually, I think that that's a possibility for him. Just lie.
Yeah.
Oh, and just cheat. Also, wanted to talk about the conference here a little bit. I've definitely come to the conclusion that it's Arizona and Oregon, and it's everybody else then.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't even know who the third place
Colorado
team
could
be. Yeah, but I mean, when you look at Colorado's schedule, I'm going to look it up for you, Mike.
Yeah, look it up.
Arizona's schedule is the easiest right now. Colorado hosts the Arizona schools, goes on the road to the LA schools, and has Utah, then hosts the Bay Area schools, and then on the road at the Oregon schools.
Yeah, I don't see it. Plus, I think that Oregon's got better players. Although your guy, Keyshawn Bartholomew, might be out for the season.
He is out for the year.
Yeah.
I Oregon UCLA is a very big game this weekend.
That is a big game. The now Mick Cronin. We always hate Mick Cronin, but big Mick Cronin, little Mick Cronin.
Big Mick Cronin.
Yeah, first of all, the whole thing with Hep C last year was stupid. Does Hep C come to the games? And just so you guys know, Hep C is his name is Hep Cronin, so they call him Hep C.
You can't get rid of Hep C. He's everywhere you look.
Yeah,
he just sticks around wherever you are.
He just can't get rid of Hep C. He's terrible. But UCLA, though, is Mick Cronin going to be the coach there next year? Not that we really care because we're not playing him.
I kind of think so, yeah.
Oh, man, that will be very fun to watch in the Big Ten, by the way. By the way,
I want him to be the coach because I want to know what he says about the fan bases compared to McHale because
– yeah.
It's a different animal over there.
All right. Now with the Big Ten, one thing we do need to make fun of is the Big Ten again. Another fake good Big Ten team, Wisconsin. Why is Wisconsin ranked sixth? They stink. I've watched Wisconsin twice and they just lost to Nebraska ball.
You're doing about this the wrong way, dude. Nebraska
beat one of the best. I know the point. I get it.
Nebraska's dominated one of the best teams in the country. Nebraska ball. Are they? They're a tournament team right now, right?
Yeah, for sure.
Dude, you know where this is headed, right?
Fred Hoiberg is going to be the next coach at UCLA, yes.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say a second-round matchup between Nebraska and Arizona.
No, you know what that would mean, though? That would be a historical event because you know something that Nebraska ball fans hold near and dear to their heart, correct?
Michael Luke?
Besides that. They have never won. This is actually pretty remarkable. Nebraska ball has never won an NCAA tournament game ever. This is a program that's been around since like 1890 and been in major conferences, and they've never once won an NCAA tournament game. That's pretty impressive.
I'm completely serious too. I'm calling it right now. Nebraska in the 7-10 game as the 10 seed. They win. Nebraska, Arizona, second round.
Ooh, man. And that's the matchup. You
root for Nebraska.
No. I know, because I don't want them to win because I actually like that. I actually like that little thing in there. I love the only time Nebraska ball ever gets attention is when the graph comes up about teams that have never won a tournament game. Let's keep the streak.
Our boy Joe Lunardi has Nebraska in the tournament against Clemson. Nebraska could beat Clemson.
Nebraska could beat Clemson. Yeah, I don't think there's.
I love reading this. By the way, brutal Arizona matchup.
What do you got? What's the Arizona matchup? What do you got?
Eastern Washington, which they could beat Eastern Washington. I'm not worried about that. Winner of Texas Tech St. Mary's.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't like it.
Yeah, I don't like that. I don't like that one either. I'm not a big fan of that. All right. Now let's talk though a little bit about Arizona because again, I want Arizona. By the way, I keep getting calls from Trico Electric. Is that even a thing?
No, you should just write them a big check.
No, I will not write them anything. Yeah, but I do need some OGs to deal with it, though. How about that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a good transition? All right, OGs. OGs brand.
Trico Electric is in Marana. They're real.
Are they? Well, then they're definitely not getting my business. And buzz off. Stop texting me. Yeah, I guess they are a thing. Okay. Trico Electric, boo. All right, now, OGs. Like we always talk about, Ben White is a big fan of OGs. Every time Ben White comes down to town, he's always talking about the fruits and the creams. Now, to learn more about OGs gummies and where you can find them, head on over to OGsBrands.com, my friends. OGsBrands.com. All right. Now, let's see here. All right. We both believe that Arizona is going to win this conference. I think Arizona's turned the corner. I think Arizona is actually going on going to go on a little bit of a run here. Skier, what say you?
Yeah. I would feel better about it if they didn't do the mountain road trip. I don't see them sweeping that one.
Right.
But, I mean, it'd be awesome if they did, but yeah, I think they're on their way to looking the way they should look this season.
Right. All right. Question is saying, can we get a basketball? We're going to get to Adia Barnes here in a second. This is for Erica Day. You're esteemed of man, you got so many senior editors. It's amazing. Can we get a basketball recruiting update? There are no basketball recruiting updates. We recruit four players.
Mike, you're going to laugh at this. I got to give you this. You're going to laugh. Jed Fish is interviewing a couple guys for his defensive coordinator.
Bo Pelini.
No, it gets better. Steve Belichick.
Oh, gosh.
sits here being Steve Belichick and Vinny Sunseri.
Dude, can you imagine how annoying and that is going to be? Can you imagine how annoying that is going to be if Belichick is around there the entire time? Gross. All right, now. We need to talk to Dia Barnes for a second here. Listen, I'm not going to pretend to be an insider. I don't know anything that's going on. Really, Erica Day does though. By the way, where can they follow Erica on Twitter? What is her Twitter profile?
You want me to look it up?
Erica, what is your Twitter profile? Put this on right now. We need to
Erica with a K, L E A D A Y.
All right. She knows the players. She knows everything that's going on behind the scenes. So, again, if you want to follow Erica, follow Erica. The Adia Barnes thing is just not good. The Maya Naji stuff that was put out there, Maya clearly wasn't leaving strictly for academic reasons. Maya, and again, I kind of knew this because she would like tweets of mine that weren't exactly flattering. But This is now officially a problem. You can put together an All-American team of players that have left Arizona and have left on bad terms with Adia. This doesn't feel good, Shear.
Yeah, it was I mean, it's right there. Like, you can ask her for more details or whatever. I don't need more details. She put it out there. It's not good. And look, she's not the only one. This happens in men's basketball. There's other women's team where people leave and say something. But when a player of her stature goes on social media and says it's a toxic locker room,
and
there it is.
And like I said, I guess it's one thing. Players leave, I guess. But the player, and again, I'm not an insider. I'm just reading the tea leaves and stuff. But the players and the coaches that move and the massive overhaul that continues to occur It just doesn't feel good. I mean, you know, that's the best way I could put it, Jason Shear. You agree?
Yeah. I mean, it's not specific to Maya. Like, everybody knows that there's an issue with keeping the coaching staff, with keeping players and all that. And maybe that issue is by the wayside now and it won't be an issue after the season. We'll find out, but I mean,
I would also imagine that Caitlin Gilbert is going to be moving on, and that's going to be a big loss as well.
Yeah, we'll see. It's
right.
Yeah.
All right. Only time will tell. The great one. All right. By the way, check these. Jacob Franklin, pull this shirt up right here. This loyalty shirt. Check this out. This thing's awesome. Jacob, pull your shirt up. These things are going like hotcakes. Check this out. Loyalty. Would notice the A in there? Oh, check it out. Go to gophnx.com and you can get one of these. Also, did you see that back the A thing that guy put out there on Twitter, Shear?
Yeah, that was awesome.
All right. Yeah, we got to I got to see if I can put this one out there. All right. Hold on just a second. All right. Everybody, hold on. All right. Look at this thing. I don't know if you guys can see or not. Hold on. Oh. Stop texting. It's going to come up on the screen. All right. You can't really see it. I don't know, but it's really cool. We'll use it tomorrow. Back the A. All right. Either way. All right. We're going to sign off here. Shear, I'm going to send you a link for
recording. I should have sent you something super graphic when you put it up.
Yeah, no. All right. Shear, we're signing off now, but I'm going to send you a link and we're going to be meeting back up in 20 minutes, Jason Shear, 11:40. But where can they find you first?
WildcatAuthority.com, Wildcat Scoop Podcast with Shelby, and at Jason Shear on Twitter.
All right. And the esteemed Erica Day writes for you as well, giving the inside tea on everything, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. Follow her right now. And the thing about Wildcat Authority is we're never afraid of other people coming at us. We stand strong.
You stand resolute.
Resolute. I wanted you to say it.
Unabashed and unafraid. All right. We will be back with you. Actually, no. We got a tomorrow's Saturday.
Weird game. Right,
yeah. But we have an audio thing. Jason Shear and I will be putting out an audio. But on that note, thanks for listening to the AZ Wildcats podcast. For Shear, the great Stacey Norton, standing on business. Jacob Franklin, I am merely Mike Luke. You've been listening to the AZ Wildcats podcast.